In this presentation, we will introduce you to information regarding the electronic health record and its attributes. We will also discuss the efforts by the federal government to implement the electronic health record across the country. In the last 10 years, computer hardware and software have become easier to use, less expensive, and more pervasive in our society. This, combined with increased receptivity of healthcare professionals and patients, has increased the use of electronic health records. Now, the federal government has made the implementation of electronic health records a national priority, and we can expect the use of this technology to increase exponentially in the next 10 years. This will also greatly increase the amount of data that is being collected and stored related to the provision of care to our citizens. The ultimate goal is to enable data collected in individual provider electronic medical records and individual personal health records to be part of large regional and national electronic health record repositories. This electronic record will allow data from across time and different providers, such as medical doctors, dentists, pharmacists, and hospitals, to be accessed and shared by any providers needing this information to treat patients. You may have heard many acronyms used to describe electronic records for patient data and been confused by all the alphabet soup. Now, most informatics experts define the electronic health record as a virtual record that combines electronic medical records from multiple providers and the personal health records of the patient across the lifespan. That each American have an electronic health record is a goal of the federal government. A health record, whether it is paper or electronic, has multiple functions. Not only is the record used for clinical practice and the care of the patient, but as a legal and research resource. An electronic record does not require rooms and rooms of space to store old records. Records can be retrieved quickly by multiple people for multiple purposes simultaneously. In addition, as the user enters data into the electronic record, the system can recognize those data and offer suggestions and reminders to the clinician regarding care. For example, if the user enters data regarding the age and gender of a patient as over 50 and female, the record may suggest that a mammogram be ordered for the patient. The electronic storage and capture of patient data can be customized for the type of clinical practice and patient information in a specific setting. Electronic data collected in a coded, standardized manner can be easily accessed and shared across many patients to determine patient outcomes and best practices for care delivery. Patients are often more satisfied when providers use an electronic record because they don't have to continually provide the same information over and over again and can more frequently access their healthcare information online through the use of personal health records. But will we be data rich and information poor? To be useful data, it must be used to provide information. The right information needs to get to the right person, at the right time, in the right place, and in the right amount for accurate and timely decision-making regarding patient treatment decisions. The federal government has made the implementation of electronic health records a national priority. Towards this end, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, or ARRA, was passed to provide the guidance for how this would be accomplished. Included in the act are incentives for providers who seek reimbursement for treatment of Medicaid and Medicare patients and use electronic health records in what the government deems a meaningful way. The Act also provides guidance on how the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology will institute and oversee certification standards for electronic health records. Meaningful use is the effective use of information to support better decision-making and more effective care processes that improve health outcomes and reduce cost growth. Goals for the meaningful use of electronic records are around three major themes: to enhance data capture and data sharing, to support the development of advanced clinical processes, and to improve healthcare outcomes. Improving data capture and data sharing electronically can improve quality, engage patients and families, improve the coordination of care, improve public health, and enhance the privacy and security of data. This slide shows specific items included in ARA to improve healthcare quality. These items include the capture of data that can be shared between providers and patients, and between providers and payers of healthcare services. Currently, the lack of standardized healthcare data collection increases healthcare costs by constraining the ability to share data efficiently, resulting in patient safety concerns, increased administrative costs due to replication of data collection, and lack of efficient data transfer between healthcare professionals. ARA seeks to use the collection and reporting of standardized data in these areas to improve the quality of patient care. The capture and sharing of health information can also help engage patients and their families in managing their own care through the use of personal health records through electronic patient portals, where patients can access information regarding their care and communicate electronically with healthcare providers. Another goal of ARA is to improve care coordination through the efficient collection and sharing of patient data. In particular, electronic data sharing can help providers reconcile medication orders when patients are admitted to hospitals and transferred between hospitals and long-term care facilities. For example, medications that a patient is taking at home are often not ordered when they are admitted to the hospital, which can cause harm to the patient. Another example of efficient data sharing is the creation of a summary of what occurred during a physician visit, emergency room visit, or a stay in the hospital that contains specific information that would be needed when the patient next sees a healthcare provider. Collecting and sharing patient data can also benefit the health of the wider public through the tracking of information regarding immunizations and the prevalence of infectious diseases such as influenza. Final revisions to ARA were made on July 13, 2010. The entire Act can be accessed and read at the web address on this slide. An article by Dr. Blumenthal outlining the major objectives and components of the meaningful use regulations can be found in the New England Journal of Medicine at the web address on this slide. In the next few years, we can expect to see many changes as these regulations go into effect.